Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
Make it rain news update.
Good morning, guys. It's Chris Bavona with your fantasy sports news update. Going over to the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals have released outside linebacker Vontaze Burfict, the team announced Monday. Bengals coach Zach Taylor said in a statement, "As we continue to build our roster for the 2019 season, we felt it best to give both the team and Vontaze a fresh start. Vontaze has been a good player here. The team appreciates that, and I know a lot of fans appreciate that, but our focus is on the future. Our goal is to build a successful team for the upcoming season, and we felt that making this change now was best for everyone." Burfict was suspended to start the 2018 season because of a violation of the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy and struggled to regain the form he showed in 2015, the year he received his lone Pro Bowl berth. He's also been in the NFL doghouse for most of his career for his quote-unquote style of play, or should I say for all of his, I guess, cheap shots. But, Joe, you said it best. If this was, you know, like 1995, you know, Burfict would probably be, you know, right up there with Bill Romanowski as one of the best NFL linebackers, at least in that era.
I mean, Dane, it really is, right? It's just a generational thing. I don't think he's any worse or any better, but I just think he's viewed from a public perception as being a loose cannon, where that's really what NFL players were prior to this generation.
Yeah, not only for that, but also it is a different game now. It is a passing league. You don't have those first, second down run back, you know, run stuffing linebackers. Tekeo Spikes doesn't have a job in the NFL anymore. And I think Burfict is closer to than the kind
That was a classic there. Tekeo Spikes.
Saying, it's the truth.
Awesome.
It's the truth. He's got no point in this NFL. And I think, you know, that's kind of the way the linebacking position is going.
That's great. I love Tekeo, man.
Nothing against Tekeo.
Didn't he play for the Jets for a little while, or was it just Buffalo?
He played for everybody.
He did, right? He was like a...
You play for everybody, like Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tekeo Spikes, but it's a different game now, okay? In the same way, there's not really a fullback anymore, there's not a run-stuffing linebacker anymore either.
Yeah, this is very true. Going some more NFL news. Although Drew Brees may be 40 years old, one of his former teammates believes he still isn't close to calling it quits. Former Saints linebacker and teammate of Brees, Jonathan Vilma, told TMZ Sports, I think that Drew has, in my objective opinion, about another 2 to 3 years left. But if you ask Drew, he's got like another 10 to 15 years left. Brees is still effective on the field, finishing last season with 3,992 passing yards, 32 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions. He led the NFL with a 115.7 passer rating and broke his own NFL record with a 74.4 completion percentage. But guys, the only thing I got to say is that from what I saw from Brees is that as the season wore on, you could kind of see that his arm was starting to, you know, he doesn't have that same zip that he used to have. Would you guys agree with that?
I don't know. I mean, they were the number one seed in the NFC, and Drew Brees was an all-star pro bowler. Drew Brees looks damn fine to me. What I think is the question, honestly, is what did they tell Teddy Bridgewater in terms of how many years Drew Brees has left?
That's a very good question.
That's you know?
Well, they guaranteed him, what, $7 million? They guaranteed him $7 million to spend. I got to think even Teddy, maybe it's probably known in the building that this a lot could happen in 1 year. Maybe it's probably a 1 year. Because how old is Teddy, 25?
Something like that. He's still got time. Yeah, he's early.
Yeah.
But,
these
guys fall off a cliff real quick. We saw it with Peyton. I would say we've seen it with Eli. They fall off a cliff real quick. And I think Drew Brees is going to want to, as long as the Saints got a shot, which, of course, they still do as contenders, he's going to ride it out unless he becomes an embarrassment. And I don't think we're at that point just yet.
Yep.
All right, guys. We got some UFC news that's not named Conor McGregor for once. UFC President Dana White told ESPN's Megan Olivi on the UFC YouTube channel that he has signed a 7-year deal to stay with the UFC. He said to Olivi, "So we're here for seven years. ESPN is here for 7 years, and the incredible things that we're going to work on. I just can't even tell you how pumped I am for this stuff." White has led the promotion from the early stages to what it is now, a multi-billion-dollar organization, and stuck with the organization after it was sold by the Fertitta brothers to the WMEIMG in 2016. White has run the UFC since 2001 and saw the promotion at a reality series, The Ultimate Fighter, along with multiple other shows, and helped make stars out of Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor. Guys, what kind of future do you see with the UFC? White says that it's going to be the new part of the new big four in North American sports. Do you agree with that?
I just think the four is going to be MLS soccer, though, not the UFC.
Ooh, good
but
call.
There is a new big four, but I believe it's the MLS.
Good call, man.
I agree with that.
Thank you. That's why they call me the spitting statistician, the stable genius.
But there is no doubt of what Dana White has been able to do for the UFC in the last decade.
Here, gets him to number five, above the NHL.
Yes.
Make me feel bad
NASCAR,
about mine.
Also above the NHL.
All right. I'm Chris Pavona. That's the Fantasy News Update. You just made me sad. I'm going to go find my New York Rangers sweater.
That's right.
I have many
Throw
of those.
On.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Big final hour here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. We'll cover a couple of things here this hour. We've got some Make It Rain plays of the day coming up, a couple of play-in games, NIT action, CIT action, all sorts of three-letter action going on here tonight, and a whole bunch of tournaments, and we'll do our best to throw a whole bunch of plays your way here as well. As a little NBA, as the season is winding down, what did the math tell you, Dane? That what are we about 12, 14 games? Like how many games? 11. Okay,
have like 11 or 12. It's different for everybody, but we're talking about 11 games or so.
About 2 weeks here. You've got going on, and the underdogs reigned last night. If you had any of the dogs, if you went dog shopping last night, you. Man, oh, man, did you make it rain. 6-3 against the number. 6 pure upsets. The Cavs end up taking care of business against the Pistons without Blake Griffin. Of course, he didn't play. The Miami Heat took care of the Thunder. Russell Westbrook didn't play. The Spurs, they played. And they no Boogie Cousins for Golden State, but they did get Kevin Durant back last night. And don't look now. We talked about this a little earlier. The Spurs, 9-game winning streak. Yeah, they are slowly but surely climbing up the Westland ladder there in the playoff picture.
Up to the 5 seed.
I don't know if anybody's going to want to be like, oh, yeah, let's play the Spurs and the Pelicans. The Dallas Mavericks, I don't know who I hate worse, the Pelicans or the Mavericks, maybe both equally. And how about the Bulls taking care of business on the road, shooting down the Suns last night? Unders were 5-4. But really, Dane, I mean, it's... When we look, 11 games left, there's still, I think, and this is fascinating, you've got Denver and Golden State with the best record in the West. There's still a lot to be determined here with the last 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, like you just said, you got Warriors Nuggets at the top of the Western Conference. When I look at the middle of the West, right, seeds like 4, 5, and 6, and that's going to be home court advantage in what is a tight playoff series, right? The difference right now between 4th seed and 7th seed in the West is 2 games. okay, and then the bottom of the East as well. So there's still a lot to be decided, especially if you believe in home court advantage for the NBA playoffs. And I tell you what, I sure do.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Not just as cut and dry as we all thought it would be. Gotta love the NBA. All right, we'll help you make it rain. We'll do so coming up next here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Johnny Manziel ends up signing with Memphis in the Alliance League.
They wasted zero time on Twitter promoting him. As soon as it happened, too, they went immediately on the Alliance Twitter page. Welcome to the Alliance, Johnny. They wasted no time selling tickets.
Good call. I like how you're not following him, Joe. Joe's no, he's not following the Alliance.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
It's bracket time. Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket, bracket, a bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another, broken down into categories, structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shaped, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset? It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up. Bracket joke. The bracket. Bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
I think we got brackets here, Dane. What do you think? We got, there's a bracket for everything right now.
I think so. We got our hater brackets as well, by the way, ongoing now. You can check that out. I mean, like, if I'm not, fitting the narrative right here, we got our hater brackets as well. Significant other region, Joe. Do you hate being in fights for no reason with your significant other or their quirky habits, you know, like nail biting or smoking or something like that? What do you hate more, Joe?
I got it. You know, I'm willing to look past a lot of stuff. It's the it's the fighting that drives me crazy. So I know, right? I'd have to go that route. Although it's, you know, the quirky habits can eventually lead to a fight,
become
but I think
fight.
It's the. Yeah, it can become a fight, but it's the fighting that drives me crazy.
Yep, get on over there and hit us up at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds, at FNTSY Radio as we get to our Elite Eight of Hate. As we going on right now. Joe, we also got this poll question up real quick. You know, like I was asking people, what seed is the biggest upset? You know what I mean? Because we talk about this. You got to have some of them, albeit I know those are only 1 or 2 point things. But especially if you have designs on picking someone like Duke to win it all, then you're going to need to make your, you know, your cushion somewhere else. And right now, 37% of the people say they will be picking a 13 or a 14 seed as their highest upset. Remember, if you're in the 13 playground, boy, do I love the Anteaters of UC Irvine.
Love that. And that's the good time to talk about. We had covered this a little bit earlier this morning. And welcome in, by the way. Happy Tuesday. It is bracket week. We got a couple of play-in games tonight that we'll try to figure out how to, you know, how to set them up. But you do have until Thursday. If you haven't filled out your brackets, you still have until Thursday to get them submitted around the country, in your office, wherever it may be. A pretty good understanding of how to do this. Like Dane and I, we filled out our brackets. We talked about this a little earlier on the strategy. And the strategy from our standpoint is, instead of starting with the first round and go, okay, is 1-16, one advances, or 2-15, two advances. How we started is we go from the inside out. We try to figure out who the champion is going to be first, and then we go backwards and work it that way, because a lot of people ignore that four-letter word. It's called math. And what the math tells us is that when you're filling out a bracket, depending on what your bracket is, it's a point system for almost any bracket contest or bracket challenge, meaning most brackets double the points for each, you know, round as you're moving on. So if a correct first round pick is worth 1 point, a second round pick worth 2 points, and so on. So basically that means if you pick the correct champion, it's worth the same amount as getting all 32 first round games correct. So the chance of that happening is a little slim to none. So Dane, our approach is figure out who the champion is, figure out who the final four is, start to work our way back towards those first round games. And I think what we find year after year is that it's a little bit easier to spot where those, maybe those public favors would be, like in a Michigan or a Kentucky. Maybe it's, you know, and you can start figuring out which teams to fade later on in the tournament as opposed to early on. And it might garner you a little more value in your contest, especially when you're adding points up.
Yep. And the only thing I would add, because I did a poll question last night and it looks like 40-50% of you are doing not only one bracket, but multiple brackets, right, Joe? And so that means you got to do that comprehensively. Okay, like how many shares of Duke do you have? You know, that sort of thing. I make the analogy, Joe, it's very similar to filling out a DFS lineup. Okay, these blue bloods, you know, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Carolinas, those are like your high price players. Which ones of those do you like? Right. Then I look at my little first round upsets, which 12s, which 13s, 11s do I like? That's like my value plays, you know. Oh, I know this guy is injured. This guy's filling in and is going to get more carries this week and he's cheap. I'm going to go with that. And then I fill out my roster in the middle. I think what we say, you mentioned the 1 and 2 point values of the early round games versus later on in the season or later on in the tournament. Also, public perception is that, you know, the madness, right? All the madness is the first weekend of the tournament. That's when it's about Cinderella, okay? That's when we hear all these great stories, the Sister Mary Jean, the UMBCs, okay? That's when it's fun. Next week, Joe, when we're already at the Sweet 16, we're going to be talking about the cream rising to the top, and we're going to have, you know, 1 versus 2, 1 versus 3, those sort of matchups. So don't get it twisted. Start with those. Think of as the contenders, and we talked about it, Joe, this year, maybe more than others, right? The top 6, 7, 8 teams really do have a gap until the rest of the field. So figure out within your Dukes, Carolinas, your Cincy's, your Virginia, your Kentucky's, your Virginia's, your Tennessee's, who is the one of this group that I kind of like and I think is going undervalued, is the Tennessee Volunteers. I'll say it again. But you got to figure out your permutations for covering those guys first. And then, like you say, Joe, it opens up where you could pick upsets, because you got to think about it from math standpoint, right, Joe? You're going to stand, you want to pick up 2 points on the field somewhere. Do it where you already have that team losing in their next round game anyway. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a sunk cost. So, for example, you know, if I got Virginia going far anyway. That's where I'm liking my Oregon and my UC Irvine upsets, because it ain't going to matter. I ain't going to have them going far anyway. I'm going to have Virginia steamrolling the top half of that Southern bracket. But yes,
yeah.
I figure out my champions guys, my final four guys. I work backwards. Then I work from the bottom up for my 1 and 2 point upsets, and it kind of fills in itself. Cream rises to the top weekend two. The fun and the upsets we'll be talking about this weekend.
And it's in what we're saying here is that fading Duke is the play in a bracket if you're going to go contrarian, because we know right. every projection known to mankind has got not only do the numbers tell us Duke in all likelihood should be the favorite. Vegas is telling us they should be the favorite to win the tournament. But more than half of the brackets that are going to be filled out, the tens of millions of brackets that are going to be filled out, way more than half are going to have Duke as the champion. It's just the way it is. So if you're going to pick Duke to win it all, you're not really gaining an edge on the rest of the field by choosing
Duke to win.
Better
win your first round upsets.
So, yeah.
First round upsets.
So really, you've got to narrow it down to, all right, outside of Duke, you know, who else? I put it down to I have Gonzaga and Virginia. I have either one of those two teams actually winning the tournament in a couple of different brackets. And then I moved out because my final four, obviously, if I don't have Duke, in all likelihood, I have Michigan State, because we know it's a right. one and a two. Right. That's who's going to be the champion, either a number one or a number two seed. So I've got Kentucky, who I think is very underrated, and I think it's being very overlooked on these brackets, which is something to say, like Calipari and a Kentucky team being overlooked. But that is what is happening right now. Kentucky's being overlooked. Tom Izzo and Michigan State are being overlooked. So everyone wants North Carolina and Duke. Me, I want Kentucky. I want Michigan State. I want Gonzaga. I want Virginia. That's the final four that I want. I want Gonzaga and Virginia battling, and then, you know, rotate the winners on a couple of different brackets. But as you can start to see, that means if Duke gets bounced out, you know, unexpectedly in a second or third, you know, all of a sudden you just gained an awful lot of value in your bracket because they're not there. So, you know, that's the concept is
it hurts
that
you less than it hurts everybody else. It hurts
exactly.
You less. Yep, because
if they're going to win it all on your bracket, and we know how many people are going to have them, it's going to be way more than anything else, then guys like us that don't have them winning it, well, that's where we pick up those points and those valued points later on in the tournament where they're worth more. They're worth 2, 4, 6 as opposed to the first round where it's all just 1 point. Why? If I got the champion right, then I got a hell of a lot better chance of going ahead and doing some damage for the rest. And then if it's somebody outside of all of them, well, then good luck with that. I don't know what to tell you, but start picking your winners from the inside of the bracket. Work your way out. That would be the suggestion that we've got for you. And we also have a couple of plays here tonight, a couple of play-in games, a couple of make it rain plays. We'll share those with you as we do just that. Make it rain here on a Tuesday. It's the Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGreen.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com. Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
So a new survey tells us that 1 in 5 Americans are going to gamble on March Madness and the tournaments here this year. That is about 47 million of us. That's right. 47 million of us are going to go ahead and get a little action on whether it be a bracket or something along those lines. And actually, 40 million of those 47 will be doing more than one bracket, which is crazy as they break down some of the numbers from the American Gaming Association. They are staggering, absolutely staggering what this type of year, what this time of year does for the sports investing landscape. And welcome in if you're just joining us. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. It is Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And Dane, these numbers, $8.5 billion this year alone in sports betting, right? And of that $8.5 billion, $4.6 billion is on brackets. This time of year, the next 2 weeks, you're looking about half. What do we got? 54% of all the money being wagered this year in sports is happening right now. I mean, this is it, my friend. This is where we start to turn, you know, some of those casual bettors into true degenerates like ourselves. And this, for a lot of people, look at it and they go, that was when I first got hooked, that when I filled out a bracket and then, the games became very interesting once I knew I was in it, in the bracket
challenge.
All of a sudden,
I'm screaming at the television.
Woo! But those numbers are just, you know, $4.6 billion in brackets alone, my friend, right now is what is being gambled this year.
Let me ask you to clarify here. You're saying 4.6 of the 8.1 billion with a B dollars is around March Madness. Does this count, though, your generic office pools? Or are you talking about like the handle at books?
No, this is everything. This is an estimated combined everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to make the analogy that like office brackets, you know, are kind of like the Super Bowl box pools. You know what I mean? Where everybody can kind of get in there. But I didn't know if that was counted in this handle that you're talking about. But it is. And it's crazy to me. It makes it clear that March Madness is the number one, to use your term, sports investing opportunity of the calendar. I always thought it was the Super Bowl, Joe, but it seems like March Madness is an even bigger betting event than the Super Bowl, which is very surprising. But we got to remind people, Joe, it's kind of like when we say you drive for show, but you putt for dough, right? You pick all these first round upsets, and those are all fancy Cinderellas in the first weekend. But what we're saying, your bread is buttered by picking the champion correctly. And if you're doing multiple brackets, which a lot of people are, that's where you put the permutations of, you know, the Virginias, the Carolinas, the Michigan State, the Kentuckys, the Tennessees. Note that I am not saying Duke here, because if you believe in Duke, if you want to ride with Duke, then you need to nail your upsets because that's the place you're going to get your differentiating factor. Okay, it'll be early with Duke because everyone will have them. Meanwhile, if you want to zig when other people zag and go with something like the Tennessee Volunteers or Gonzaga or UVA, that's when you make all those possible points when your champion is still live going into the Final Four.
Yep, and listen, it is a proven strategy because the math is involved here. I mean, you can, if you're just happy to be there, you want to pick a bunch of mascots and stuff, congratulations. It's still going to be fun, and I'd rather be lucky than good any day. But if you're looking at these tournaments that you're in, these office pools, whatever, and you seriously, you know, I want to be able to, you know, what can I do to get an advantage over the person who's picking, you know, mascots? Start from the inside, pick the champion first, work your way out, and please don't make that champion Duke, and you'll give yourself the best chance to be able to cash when it is all said and done. Now,
one quick thing. I'm getting texts all the time, people asking me, who are my Final Four? Help me fill out my brackets, right? I literally just got a text from one of my best friends, okay? He is in an office. He's in a job, okay, where the main office, he's here in New York. Joe, check this out. The main office is in, guess what state?
Where?
North Carolina, okay?
Oh, my
And I'm
Lord.
Telling this guy in his office pool, avoid Duke. Avoid
Take Virginia.
Carolina. Avoid the ACC. Avoid the ACC on the whole. You know what I'm saying? You have to also know the competition, right, Joe? And we're making this point, fade Duke because everyone's going to have Duke. This guy's in an office pool in the state of North Carolina. Even more opportunity to, you know, go ahead and pick Gonzaga as your national champion because it'll be unique. You ain't going to win anything in that state picking Duke or Carolina. You're going to have to fade the audience that you're in. Another factor to consider in these polls.
Yep, so true, man. In these bracket polls, yeah, you want to give yourself the best chance of winning it. And how do you do that? Well, you start from picking the winner correctly first and then work your way out. And listen, you may say, well, that's 64 teams. What are the chances of coming up with that? Well, we already know because history tells us it's going to be a one or a two seed. That's what it's going to be. Very rarely will you get a 12 seed or a three seed or a five seed. No, it's going to be a number one and a number two. Now, there could be some upsets along the way, but you can game the system and gain an edge by picking the correct teams from the inner part, get those right, and then you make up for a lot of ground that you may not get right in the first round because it's all point-based. So that's all we're saying is try a few brackets, pick the mascots, do what you want, but if you want to get serious about it, try picking the champion first and working backwards. I think you might look at it a completely different way. And then, of course, tonight we've got the first of the play-in games getting ready to go with Prairie View, A&M taking on Fairleigh Dickinson for the right to play. Congratulations, Gonzaga, in Salt Lake City here. And I'm not sure that you're actually winning. Not sure that you're actually winning anything there, but it's interesting because Prairie View, these two teams could not come from different places. Now, we know, obviously, Fairleigh is from New Jersey, right? And we know that Prairie View is going to be from South Texas. The more rested team here is Fairleigh Dickinson. They haven't played. Their conference tournament and championship was March 12th, okay? So the whole way the Northeast tournament spaces out the season and their thing, this has allowed them to play four games, in fact, in just the last 13 days. Prairie View, however, this is going to be their fourth game in the last week. So this is a much more, you want to talk about tired legs. This is now their fourth game in a week, while Fairleigh Dickinson's been hanging out. They only had four games in the last 2 weeks, and poor Prairie View is going to have to take the court here tonight for their fourth game in just the last 7 days. So there is that situation where you're going, oh boy, a little bit of tired legs there. Are they going to come out? Are they going to go chuck it up? But we said the line was what? Opened up at a pick'em, and now
two.
We're looking at fairly minus two right now.
Yep.
And really, we told you this earlier, it comes down to free throws for me when looking at this game, because Fairleigh Dickinson ranks 54th in the country in free throw percentage hitting them. And Prairie View ranks 271st. So I do think ultimately when we start talking about these types of games, winner take all, fouling comes into play, and the guys that can usually hit the free throws at the end of the game are going to be the guys that end up winning it. So I'm laying the two. You know, I'd even go up to three, but don't forget, lock it in while you can. If you like Fairleigh Dickinson, lock it in at the two before it goes to three, 3.5, because that could be where it goes. So I like in this game, I like laying the two with Fairleigh Dickinson. Who do you like, Dane?
I told you, I'm on that under. I'm on that first half under. This. I'm not picking the teams, okay? I don't know these schools worth a damn. I'm listening to your trends and angles. I believe that. But what I believe more is that unfamiliar opponent, unfamiliar building, tight sphincters, and they play it out true. It's not the foul shooting contest that you're talking about in the second half. Give me the first half under. I'm seeing the total right now, Joe, of this game at 149. Okay, and you tell me that they're not even smart with that. They just take the number and chop it in half. So I'm then looking at a 74.5, 75 kind of thing, and I'm taking the under on that one. I think they will quote unquote feel each other out. I got a question for you, Joe.
Sure.
If you're a Temple fan, or if you're a Belmont alumni, or tomorrow you're an Arizona State or a St. John's kind of fan, right?
Right.
And you're the fan of the team that loses in this game. Let's say Temple beats Belmont. You're a Belmont alum. Let's say Arizona State beats St. John's. You're a Johnny fan. Do you think, do you consider it that your team made it to the tournament this year?
It's tough, man. It really
is.
Is
it 64 teams or is it really 68 teams?
It's like, are 68 these four with the play-ins. Yeah,
we got all those caveats. So you know what I mean?
It's so hard. That's like having the concert. That's like everyone gets a trophy kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, congratulations, you didn't make it to the final 64. But listen, the truth is, it is 68. It's a play-in to, you know, to have the right to take on Gonzaga.
If they don't lose anymore this season, they win the national championship.
That's correct. Basically, you have to win out. So you're going to have a few more you're going to have a few more wins than anybody else. But yeah, I kind of like
whoever loses today. Let's say Temple loses, right? Are Temple backers, you know, being like, yeah, we made it to the 18-19 tournament.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose in the first four or win
the NIT? I'd rather lose.
Win the NIT or lose in the first four?
I'd probably go NIT, right? I mean, it not advancing versus winning an offbeat tournament over there.
It's just weird. I think about it all the time. Like, do we really consider these four teams, you know, like these four games part of the tournament or not? I remember there was a couple of years ago where the first round was like literally called the second round, and we were like, all right, come on, people. You know, that's not really the –
they didn't even know what to call it. I mean, I give them credit for figuring it out, like allowing some other teams to be involved. But this could be the ultimate consolation prize. Like, but you played the play-in game, so congratulations there. And we got a couple more tomorrow, too. Don't forget.
Call us in and let me know how you feel. I really want to understand how you feel.
I don't Do we want to just collect the trophy and be happy that we participated, or would we rather just go to the NIT? It's a tough thing. We do have a winner in tonight's playing game for Belmont Temple. We'll share that with you coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Your vehicle is riding rough. It may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less reach for testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we got a couple of play-in games tonight, all eyes on. We've got a couple of the CBI, the CIT games getting ready, those tournaments. And for those of you that don't know, the College Basketball Invitational is CBI. And the favorite to win there will be the DePaul Blue Demons, the Big East representing in there. The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, also a Cinderella kind of underdog story in that tournament. And don't sleep on the UAB Blazers. And it's so funny because these extra tournaments, so much has been focused on, of course, the 64, these play-in games, and then we all know the NIT. But, you know, there's actually some other tournaments with some teams that you might have bet on this year, like you don't know. Like Drake was one of the most profitable teams out of the Missouri Valley this year against the number. And there are sharps, and there are guys that made a ton of money on Drake this year. Now, they didn't win the Missouri Valley Conference, so they're not in the dance. But then you're like, you don't even think about it. You're like, where the hell are they? I mean, this was a team that made guys an awful lot of money, one of the best against the number. Well, they're in the College Insider Tournament. That's the CIT, and they are the favorite. Drake is the favorite to win that. But you also have teams like Florida International that are in there. Again, teams that people bet an awful lot this year. Not necessarily they're not the blue bloods, but they are those mid-major schools that if you bet at all this year, Dane, you bet on these teams. They're like not no. It's not like maybe you didn't bet on Prairie View or Fairleigh Dickinson like the guys that are going tonight. But your ass definitely bet on Drake and FIU if you are a sports investor. These are teams you followed. And you kind of go, where the hell did they go? Like, what happens to them? Well, this is what happens. You still have an opportunity to make some money off of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my only concern with this is similar to college football bowl games, Joe. It is very hard to read the motivation of some of these 19-year-old kids. You know, when all season, when you're talking about Drake, you know, they're still chasing the dream. They're trying to win their conference. They're trying to get into madness. You know what I mean? Now, the question for me is, how do these 19-year-olds respond, right, where they fail in their ultimate goal, but now it's like, oh, here, let's still say play some other games. My toughest thing is reading the motivation of teams similar to some of these lower-level college bowl games, you know. I could make the narrative that, you know, a team like Clemson or NC State wants to stick it to the man for, you know, that them getting, you know, looked over in the big tournament. But also there's this thing about, like, oh, they just got, like, you know, insert small market team, you know, coming to their house. Do they take it seriously? I also don't know about things like coaching moves and stuff like that. Like I know a little bit more about in college, like bowl pools. So, this is tough for me to read the motivation of teams. And we know, Joe, that that's such a big factor. And with these 18, 19-year-olds, it really can go either way.
And those of you guys, those of you true degenerates that spent a lot of time during conference championship week playing these teams. You know, some of them like Drake, Eastern Tennessee State, Texas State. These are teams that dominated their mid-major conferences that we probably made a few bucks off of during the conference tournament. And now they all end up. I mean, you're talking like in the College Insider Tournament. Between Drake, Eastern Tennessee State, Texas State, they all have 25-8 records. I mean, these are like the level of competition in these tournaments, by the way, is going to be a hell of a lot closer than anything you're going to see in the first round, by the way, in the big dance here. Keep that in mind, too, that the quality of the basketball, I think what you'll find is a hell of a lot better than some of these first or second round games that we're going to see in the tournament. So from a basketball perspective, from the product, the what you're going to see at the NIT and what you're going to see in a few of these others, get ready. It's going to be – there are going to be some wars. There are going to be some battles. Hence, there might be a little bit easier way for you to determine what team has an edge and what team doesn't have an edge, as opposed to, let's face it, we know this in the field of 64 – as much as we like to say it doesn't happen, but you know a 12 can beat a 5. You know what I mean? We know a 13 is going to beat a 4. And you don't necessarily have the risk of those kinds of, oh, my world, earth-shattering, bracket, shattering, I just lost my ass-shattering situations with these other tournaments because they're so close in competition.
Unless the high seeds just decide to just not show up. Joe.
Ooh.
You know, and that was that's my thing, like with the motivation. Look, tonight, for example, in the NIT, you got the one seed Indiana Hoosiers hosting St. Francis of Pennsylvania, right?
Mm-hmm.
St. Francis of Pennsylvania is 18-14. They're an 8 seed. They weren't even good in their mid-major conference, right?
Right.
So, like, it'll be very hard for them to go on the road to Assembly Hall and beat the Hoosiers, right?
Right.
Unless Indiana just takes them for granted. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Indiana's just like, eh, what, St. Francis? We don't belong here anyway. We got snubbed for the big dance, and they don't come to play. And that's what I don't know about the 19-year-old on Indiana. Are they going to take this first-round matchup at home against St. Francis seriously or not? Generally speaking, I think it's very hard for a team like this to go on the road to a Power 5 team and play in a real building like Assembly Hall would be, or going to see Clemson in Little John, right? Or going to NC State at PNC Arena. That is tough. Unless these schools are just like, you know what, we got screwed, forget this, I'm worrying about spring break instead. That's the only linchpin that I don't understand, that I don't know in the mind of these kids. That's the only thing that would give me cause for pause here, Joe.
And listen, the reality is there could be a feeling. There is definitely some feeling of resentment. There is definitely a feeling of, we didn't make it to the tournament. But in more cases than not, what you are going to find is that the last thing Indiana wants to do is lose to St. Francis and have that be the season-ending thing. So make no mistake, these coaches, they get paid an awful lot of money to put the fear into these players, where if you think it was embarrassing not making the tournament, wait until you see what happens if you lose to St. Francis on your own court.
At home.
That's the kind of crap. Yeah, that's the kind of crap that you never live down. Like, nobody's going to remember if you didn't make the tournament or not, but they will remember that St. Francis came in and kicked your ass in your stadium on your court during these tournaments. So there is that motivating factor of we can't be embarrassed, especially for the upper seeds. And when you think about it, conversely, for the lower seeds, you're going to tell me that doesn't make St. Francis's entire year to go 18-14, go into Indiana and kick their ass on their
there's always
that too, which is why I think sometimes these games are a little bit more competitive than what we see, because you've got two teams with really nothing to lose going balls to the wall against each other, which I think is a lot of fun, certainly for the viewer. But the other game tonight, you got to figure out. He's going to take in the Fairleigh Dickinson game. Dane is taking Fairleigh Dickinson, Prairie View. He's going to take the under in the first half, and I love that play. I'm going to go ahead and take Fairleigh Dickinson because of the fact that they are a much better free throw shooting team than what Prairie View brings to the table. So I'm going to lay the two with that for that playing game. And congratulations, guys. You get to go play Gonzaga, whoever wins there.
Right.
The other one, though, is Belmont. Very trendy pick right now, right? We've heard a lot about Belmont taking on a Temple team that also kind of on the edge, feels like, you know, maybe they shouldn't be have to be playing in this game. Everybody loves Belmont. Everybody's been talking about them now for the last couple of weeks. The spread in this game, I believe, is Belmont's even the favorite over Temple. Am I correct on that?
I got it at, I see Belmont minus 3.5.
Okay, so they're laying three and a half points right now, which means Temple's getting three and a half points. And I happen to think that I'm going to take Temple all day here because the one thing Belmont does very well is they shoot the three. They love shooting the three. And the one thing that that Temple does better than many teams in the country. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they are a top 10 team in 3-point defense. They're going to get up in the faces, and it's going to be very hard for Belmont to shoot the threes here. Not to mention the longtime coach Fran Dunphy of Temple. This is his last game or his last hurrah. So I do think that Temple will be up for this game, and I think it's they're looking at Belmont going, really? We're getting three. Yeah, we're the underdogs here, so I would definitely take the points tonight. Temple getting three, getting 3.5. I jump all over that. Now, are you going to stick with your over-under philosophy tonight in this game?
Well, listen, the total in this one is even higher than in the other game, Joe.
Is it really?
I'm seeing it at 155.5.
Damn.
Okay. And so here's the thing. You have compelled me with the idea of the Temple 3-point defense, right? So all I need for this to go under the 155.5 is for Belmont to have a non-average
30%
shooting,
night. Yeah.
Right? If they just have a little bit lower than their usual 3-point kind of night, this total to me screams under. And when you add that Temple is good at defending the three, to me, the stars align a little bit for another under right there. I would do the first half under again, dividing it by two. You know, we're talking about like 77, something like that as the first half total. I will say, though, on the game, though, Joe, I do lean towards Belmont. I think this Belmont team is a good team. They only lost 5 games all season. And I understand. Yep. Here's the thing. I just put less stock in the Fran Dunphy narrative than you do, Joe. Like, yeah, he's on his swan song. I think that mattered to them in their conference tournament. I think that's less so here. So if I had to put it, if you put a gun to my head, I would take Belmont and I would lay the 3.5. But I'm going unders, trying to prove to everybody that this is my angle for the first round of the tournament. Unfamiliar opponent, unfamiliar building. Give me the first half unders.
And make no mistake about it, both of these teams in very unfamiliar situations because Belmont is 0-7 in this spot here trying to make the tournament. They've never won a tournament game, and it's not like Temple has had great success. 3-13 in Dunphy's career as head coach in Temple of actually winning these play-in slash tournament games. Not very great success. So both of these teams are going to be pressing a little bit because they realize what's on the line. I'm not sold that Temple wins, but I do think at 3.5, this would not surprise me to come down to like a couple of free throws late, and it's a 1-point victory for Belmont. The question is Belmont or Temple, do either one of these teams, do you look at them and go, yeah, they can beat Maryland?
Live about Maryland. Against Maryland. Yep. I really do. Yep. And remember, we also talked about this. We are looking for those upsets in the first round. If you don't think Maryland is a team that's going to the Elite Eight anyway, you gain an advantage on people if you pick these upsets early, especially, Joe, if you are going to ride with Duke to be your national champion. If that's the case, you have to gain your advantage else early in the first round, okay? So if you're going to pick Duke, I advise you pick more of these early upsets.
Taking a look here at what our friends from Trinity Bets, who they liked over here. And I think they're going with Colorado tonight. I believe Colorado and let me double check here in the NIT. Was it Colorado that's playing? Dayton and Colorado. Loving the over in this game. 139 here tonight. That's an interesting play. I like that. Dayton at Colorado, again, we talked about tempo teams. You're talking about two teams that are going to be flying up and down the court.
Right.
And keep that in mind, guys, even on the NIT situations, tempo is huge this time of year when you look at teams like North Carolina who are going to be like, oh, my God, can we get 400 shots in a game? It's like, whoa, even Yale, LSU, going to be two of the fastest tempo teams that you're going to see, which means you may want to look at the over in some of those games. But anytime you see pretty much anything in the South, Dan, I think we agree, of these first-round matchups
defense
in the South.
Defense reigns supreme. Absolutely. Yeah. You think that helps Virginia or hurts Virginia as the one seed? That everyone else plays the same style as they do.
Yeah, I think because I think they're better at it than everyone. You know what I mean? It's it'll be interesting. But you still got a couple of days before the brackets are in. We got more games to go over. You've got Gabe Morenci coming up here the morning after. Dan and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Let's make it rain tonight, guys. Good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
On the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
One of the only, I think, real villains, I think, in professional sportsthat's left is Vontaze Burfict, outside linebacker for what used to be the Cincinnati Bengals. However, they have gone ahead and let him go. And I think Vontaze Burfict, the problem is Vontaze Burfict is a linebacker from a different era. Vontaze Burfict, this was the 90s, okay, the 80s or 90s. We wouldn't even be having a conversation talking about what a POS he is and what a scumbag and all these other things. We wouldn't even be having these conversations because I'll tell you right now, Bill Romanowski, one of the greatest outside linebackers ever played the game, was one of the dirtiest SOBs to ever play the damn game. He was brutal, when I tell you brutal, and we revere him as one of the best. But Vontaze Burfict in this era is like, oh, God, no, he's the worst person in the world. What he is one hell of a linebacker. He is a tough-nosed linebacker. Sometimes it gets him into trouble, but a lot of times it makes him who he is. And my question, Dane, to you is, listen, you're the Jets. You've got maybe one of the edgiest defensive coordinators in the game, right, in Williams, right? So you've got, to me, it seems like a really good fit. You remade that linebacking core. You can probably get him at discounts, and they're paying most of his salary anyway, the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you take a shot with Vontaze Burfict? I don't even know if it's much of a shot. I mean, he can play, so... Do you think Greg Williams is the guy that would be able to ring him in? Do you, if you're the Giants building a defense, do you go for a guy like this? Like, where do you see him landing?
So I agree with you that Vontaze Burfict is a quality player, right? I agree with that. Here's the reason I don't think it would ever happen with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Joe. Two reasons. One is... You know this very well. Wasn't one of the things Gaze was trying to do down there in Miami was, like, quote-unquote, change the culture of the team? You know, he didn't mix well with guys like Ndamukong Suh. He didn't mix well with guys like Jay Ajayi. Now you're going to go on and bring in Vontaze Burfict. I don't think that he is a culture fit or mission alignment with what Gaze is trying to do in New York. So I don't think for that reason he's not the kind of guy with, like you mentioned, his some of the off-field concerns, some of the kind of the perceptions of him around the NFL. I think that might be a reason. Greg Williams might love him to go put a bounty on someone's head, but I don't think Gaze, who is still, last time I checked, top of the food chain in New York, at least on the coaching staff, I don't think that would work. The other question I have for you about Burfict, I thought you were going somewhere else when you talked about Romanowski and kind of like the old age of linebackers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.